All right, welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez here, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very excited to welcome in my next guest, one of the most versatile people in entertainment, television, film, stage, behind the camera work. It goes on and on. You might know him from Mean Girls, Van Wilder Freshman Year, Cheaper by the Dozen, 2, Food Network, or the Hallmark Channel, and that person is none other than Jonathan Bennett. He joins us today to talk about 2 new projects he has with the Hallmark Channel. First up, Season 2 of Jonathan Bennett's Finding Mr. Christmas, which is the first ever unscripted competition series. The premiere episode debuted October 27th, and you can find new episodes every Monday at 8, 7 Central on the Hallmark Channel, streaming next day on Hallmark Plus. He's also in a new Hallmark holiday film coming out November 9th called A Keller Christmas Vacation. Jonathan, welcome to the show. And before we get going with the Hallmark Channel and the projects you've got going on, I have to start with Mean Girls. Over 20 years ago, the success of the film, obviously it did well at the box office, but you look at some of the cast, yourself, Lindsay Lohan, Rachel McAdams, Amanda Seyfried, fellow Hallmark icon Lacey Chabert, you've all gone on to do huge things. Did you have any idea of how successful things were as you were filming that?
Not at all. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. So excited to be here. But yeah, not at all. Like we were just a bunch of kids shooting what we called the Saturday Night Live movie, because it was Tina Fey and Lorne Michaels. And Tim Meadows and Anna Gasteyer were like, oh, we're just a bunch of kids shooting this SNL movie in Canada. And we had no clue it was going to turn into what it was.
All right. And yeah, and still 21 years later, it's not just been a cult classic film, but has leaked into the pop culture, just part of all of our consciousness, especially me as an elder millennial. I find myself like, oh, yeah. We are pink today. The subtle jokes there just really have permeated into our consciousness.
Yeah, it's just part of pop culture now. Like it's not a movie. It's a part of people's lives, and that's just what it's become. And I don't know any other movie like it other than like Star Wars. You know, unless other than your sci-fi ones, like this, there's not like just a rom-com that has become part of people's lives the way Mean Girls has.
I completely agree. Let's get on with some of the stuff you're doing with Hallmark Channel. Let's start with A Keller Christmas Vacation. I watched the teaser. Mm-hmm. A family Christmas cruise. What could go wrong, Jonathan?
I mean, you stick a whole bunch of dysfunctional siblings on a boat that can't go anywhere. What can happen? Hilarity can ensue. That's what can happen. Yeah, it's we take the Keller family, that's my dog barking, sorry. We take the Keller family and we drop them in the most beautiful backdrop ever, the Vienna and European Christmas market. So it just looks like a Hallmark movie, because it is, but it just looks so stunning. It's these Christmas markets that everyone sees on social media that they're just obsessed with and they all want to go to. So we take that as our backdrop and we drop this dysfunctional group of siblings that don't get along in the middle of it on a boat, and they're stuck together, and it is absolutely hilarious. But then we also grow and have a bond over the course of the movie where we kind of work out our differences and end up being closer together at the end. So it's hilarious, it's heartwarming, it's so funny, and it's got that European Christmas market as its backdrop, and it's gorgeous.
You ever find yourself really stunned by some of the environments you find in? I've watched my fair share of Hallmark holiday films, and like you mentioned, the European holiday markets, unbelievable, just truly unbelievable.
Yeah, well, and we got to shoot, I mean, we have very small budgets for these movies, so we actually shot this one last December in the actual working Christmas markets. Wow. So to be in the markets at Christmas filming. And remember, we don't have the budget to close down the markets, so we literally would stand in the middle of like the squares where everyone was hustling and bustling and shopping and everything, and we would be doing the scene, and our cameras were far enough away to not create chaos, but we had really long lenses so you could see us. And my co-stars are Brandon Routh, who is, you know, the first Superman from the Superman movies. You know, we have Brandon Routh, and then we have Eden Scher from The Middle, who played Sue, the daughter on The Middle. And so all three of us are very recognizable pop culture faces, And so we'd be doing a scene, and then people would come up and be like, oh, can we have a picture? And we're like, well, first of all, the look on everyone's face when they see, like, Superman, Aaron Samuels, and Sue from the middle all standing in the Vienna Christmas market, and you've got, you know, Debbie from Texas who's there visiting, she doesn't know what to do with herself at that moment. She's like, what is happening? And they come up and, you know, wanted photos, which we're happy to do, but we're like, hey, we're in the middle of a scene right now. Can we do this in a minute? And they're like, oh, sorry. So it was a really funny experience filming it.
That's so awesome. Your other project, Finding Mr. Christmas Season 2, which can be seen on Mondays, episode 1 dropped on October 27th. Huge hit for Season 1, and it's pretty cool because you're blending two things people love: reality competition shows and the spirit of Hallmark's holiday content. What was it? And this is your baby. You created it. You're the host. You produce it. The pressure was all on you, because if it's a huge hit, you get to take all of the accolades. And if it didn't hit, hey, we can blame Jonathan Bennett. So what was that pressure like to... What was that pressure like to really hit on it and then now have a season two and have such great reviews from fans?
The fans absolutely love the show. The show is designed for anyone that loves Hallmark Christmas movies, because you get to see behind the scenes of how we make them, and it's designed for people that love reality competition shows. So, you know, it's a very simple concept. We take 10 hot guys who all have that dream of being an actor. We put them into one house, and they compete in different acting challenges with the biggest stars of Hallmark. You have all the leading ladies from Hallmark are on the show. They compete in challenges acting with these ladies, and one by one, the guys are eliminated. And then the winner is crowned Mr. Christmas, and he gets the lead role of a Hallmark Christmas movie. So we're actually letting the fans in on the process of how we find our next hunk. So it's such a, it's one of those things where I think Decider magazine said, on paper, it shouldn't work, but somehow when you watch it, it becomes the most strangely addictive show you've ever seen. And I think that's because we're doing reality with heart at Hallmark. So sure, they walk in as 10 competitors, but they leave as brothers and end up like growing and bonding only the way that a Hallmark reality show could make that happen, right? There's no drama. There's no table flipping. There's no cussing. There's no drink throwing. There's no fighting. Like, this is a place you can escape into and watch these guys who are just absolutely stunning, gorgeous, like the best looking guys you've ever seen. And there's a lot of abs. There's a lot of biceps on the show. Sometimes they look good in a Christmas sweater. Sometimes they look good out of a Christmas sweater. Give the audience what they want to see, you know? And so it's really fun. And I think everyone has someone in their life. Like, let's talk about this. Everyone has someone in their life where they go, oh my gosh, my mailman, my UPS delivery guy, the pizza delivery guy, the barber, he should be in a Hallmark movie. He should be in a Hallmark movie. You know, everyone has that person that they know that they think should be in the Hallmark Christmas movie. So this is a way to take that idea and gamify it, and actually at the end of the day, let one actor make his dreams come true. You know, like, we have Jake Shum, who is a kicker for the Green Bay Packers, NFL player. We have Rustin, who's an EMT. We have Logan, who's a photographer. We have a realtor, Drake. We have all these different guys from so many different walks of life that all think they have what it takes to be a Hallmark leading man. And we say, okay, well, let's put you to the test. And we take each of the tropes that we love in these Hallmark movies. We have, you know, the meet cute, the kiss at the end of the movie, the first date, the meet the parents, you know, like all those tropes we love from these movies. Each episode is a different trope, and we gamify it. The episode coming up this Monday is one of my favorites. We take the guys, we give them 10 minutes to learn their scene, and then they have to get on a horse and do a scene on a horse with Ally Sweeney, who is a TV legend. Mm-hmm. So already they're nervous because Ally Sweeney, who everyone's obsessed with, is on a horse next to them, and they have one take to get the scene right. And with that comes brilliant reality television.
That is the voice of Jonathan Bennett. You can catch him as the host of Finding Mr. Christmas. That show is his baby. Season 2 is already started. Episode 1 dropped October 27th. If you missed the first two episodes, you can go to Hallmark Plus and check him out. You can also find him, along with many other recognizable faces, in A Keller Christmas Vacation, which will air November 9th on the Hallmark Channel. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us. Really appreciate it. And congrats again on the success of Finding Mr. Christmas.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is the voice of, again, Jonathan Bennett, star of film, television, stage. He literally has done it all. And again, Finding Mr. Christmas has done extremely well. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. We got more on the other side.